Now, as I was saying before the break, Kerry County Council applied for permission to repair the Boston Bridge because it's of critical importance to communities in South Kerry as it's a main access route to the Evora Peninsula. It claims the project is needed to safeguard the bridge, which is at risk of collapsing into the Blackwater River. The council says three routes have already caused destabilisation, resulting in one of the bridge's wing walls collapsing. The Boston Bridge is in close proximity to the Kerry Blackwater River Special Area of Conservation, the Killarney National Park, McGillicuddy's Reeks, and the Carra River Catchment SAC, the Kilmare River SAC, and the Dromore Wood SAC. Pearl water mussels, fresh pearl water mussels, the Lesser Horseshoe Bat, and the Dobenton's Bat are all present in its vicinity. And on board Panala was not satisfied that the assessments carried out and mitigation measures proposed by the council were detailed enough to neutralise the potential threats to the mussel and the bats. Kerry County Council are saying they have just recently received the inspector's report and are in the process of examining it. One man who's not happy is Deputy Danny Healy-Ray. Danny, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to all of your listeners in Kerry and neighbouring counties.
This will obviously set back the progress of this work, Danny, and that's what you're not happy with.
God almighty, Jerry, this is a scandal to God above in heaven. To think that bats and feral mussels and everything else is put before people. This bridge was built back in the 1800s to carry horses and cars, and maybe only one horse and car that would be going over it at the time. But now the massive volumes of traffic, buses, the tour buses that go all around the Ring of Kerry daily, and that so many people are depending on in all around the Ring of Kerry, and especially in Killarney, for the tourism market, and to satisfy people and the safety of people, all the users that use this road that go from Sneem and Cahardanil and Castle Cove over to Killarney and down Mouth Gap, to think that this is held up indefinitely. And you see, what could very well happen here is if some other part of this bridge collapses or some other small, the next thing the bridge could be closed. And that would mean then that all the traffic would have to go around by Blackwater Bridge and the bad turns west of it, where it's not safe to hardly go around them with a lorry, because you'll find that a car will come against you and it's gone in under it. And to think that we're exposing people to this danger and this possibility is ridiculous. And whether it is the Department of Heritage or whether it is Board Panala, they'll have to agree that this is not fair, to stop this work indefinitely, because Kerry County Council have highlighted that there's work to be done to it, and we shouldn't be holding up something like that. And you see, if people think that I don't know anything about the peril water mussels, I do, because for many years I made roads and signed the forestries all around that water, and I was made very well aware of that. I couldn't hurt or let silt or anything go into the river, and many occasions the topography was leaning towards the river. And yeah, they had to put in silt traps and all that kind of work could be done. And I appreciate the feral water mussel. But there's a thing called stop, and you must surely ensure that people's safety is not compromised. And this is a vital bridge. I know exactly where it is, which is between the townlands of Dromdusk and Gera. And the amount of people that's going over that daily, the amount of vehicles, buses, lorries, all the traffic from Killarney to Sneem and to the west, and going to hospitals and different things. It's absolutely ridiculous to think that we're going to be held up indefinitely.
Yeah. And Danny, look, the pearl water mussel, and look, there's the horseshoe bat and Dobenton's bat as well. Look, there's a project. Farmers are being paid. €10 million, the scheme ran for 5 years from 2018 to 2023, a total of €1 million in payments to farmers as it came to an end last year. That's worth a lot of money, and there's a reason for it. So do you understand on any level on Bord Panala saying, look, you can't spend that money and then not have it properly assessed and risk doing damage to that by not doing things properly and damage that funding that's gone to try and protect it and keep our waterways clean?
Look, Jerry, I have worked long enough and know what the Kerry County Council, its engineers and workers are capable of doing, and they would not set out to damage or hurt the Perivale mussel, that's not intended, or I wouldn't support that. But the Perivale mussel can be catered for, and there can be silt traps, and there can be everything in the world done. But please do not stop the work, and have confidence in the local authority that they can carry out the work fairly, because they have highlighted that it needs to, it is falling asunder.
Yes.
Over 200 years ago, and the volume of traffic that's traveling
has increased, and it's getting busier, so that's why the road needs to be done. Is the problem not, though, with the council? Like, the Umbrella Finale said, look, you didn't carry out detailed enough assessments, and you haven't explained to us in enough detail the mitigation measures you're proposing to neutralise the threat to the mussels and the bats.
Look, if there was something else that needed to be done, they should have got around the table and talk about it and get the funding and do the job.
And get it done, not to reject the planning.
No, because what will happen, you know, if another part of the bridge will fall down, could be closed for 2 or 3 years. And can you imagine the mayhem that this will create and cause? The havoc that will create. To put all the traffic, you know the area very well.
Yeah,
with that,
I do. Go, yeah.
From Kinmare to Sneem, and to take them over Blackwater Bridge then, where two vehicles can pass anywhere.
That's right.
Not even two cars can pass there. And to think that will direct all the flow of traffic, the buses coming from the west in the evening after coming around the Ring of Kerry, and all the lorries that go back down to service Sneem and Cahadanil and right around the Ring of Kerry, because that's the way they go. And this is absolutely ridiculous. They should get around the table tomorrow and look, let the Department of Heritage or whoever, Bord Pennal or whoever it is, talk it out and look, this must be done, X must be done, Y must be done, and Z must be done, and get the work going as soon as possible.
So you're calling on them to reverse their decision or to get talking with the council and get it done, and get it done urgently. Final point, Danny, on a separate issue, the vote last night in the Dáil on the EU Migration Pact, 79 votes to 72, you voted against. Why?
I voted against, and I can tell you, Jerry, I had some race to make it because I had to come down to Kerry yesterday, and I wanted to get up to be there for sure to vote against this proposal, and I did make it. I had about 10 minutes to spare, and I'm glad that I was there to vote against it, because I spoke against it, and what this will absolutely change the dynamics of our country. And anything like that should have been put to the people. They put it to a referendum and get the people to decide, because this will tie future government hands behind their back. And you could have Europe deciding, because we have a lesser population per square kilometre. And at any given time in the future, they could decide, look, the rest of Europe is way more populated than Ireland. They'll have to go to Ireland. This could change the whole dynamic of our country, and it's being done over the people's heads, and the government that have this done last night, it'll pay a high price for this in the future, because it's not fair.
But Danny, would you not support the provisions in it that would make things more efficient? These are things you've been calling for. Faster processing, quicker exit of people who don't deserve to be here when that's found, and that will work, increased security, increased checks, increased fingerprinting, try and get a better handle on the numbers coming in.
You see, the trouble is, Jerry, like all the rest of the people, I don't trust this government, because they say one thing and they mean another. And that's where the problem is. And they have us left down in the past. And look, Jerry, I welcome my people that come here to work with a proper work visa and come here properly, but not people that are coming here to cadis and to fool us, and they're being held in signing courts, and they're being refused, and then they're left out the door, and there's no one escorting them back to wherever they
came. Well, this would fix that. At least that's the claim, that this would faster process, better way of getting people who don't qualify effectively.
That's the claim, Jerry. But I don't believe or trust the government, because I don't know what they're at. They know that the people are against it. Why didn't they put it to a referendum and let the people decide and put their cards on the table? But they think they can fool the people, sorry, like they tried to fool them with the last referendum by taking the mothers out of the homes. But the people and all the parties supported the government except us on that occasion. But
yeah.
The people don't trust them now, and I wouldn't go in and vote for that pact last night because much of the detail is not decided yet. We're not being told how many
it's
will.
It's 2 years to implement, and that's the process that goes from there. Danny, we'll leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme this morning. If you have a view on what Deputy Danny Healy-Ray had to say, we want to hear from you on the show.